家庭作业告诉大家一下。
And this isn't working for me.
好像不太动。应该是第二页的那个家庭作业，第二页。有录吗？
There we are. Okay.
现在可以了。
In heaven, there will be no technology.
在天堂上我们就不需要这些技术了。
There will be no computers.
在天堂也没电脑。
I know this because if there were, for me, it would not be heaven.
如果对我天堂上还需要用电脑，就不是天堂。
I think the other place will have all the computers.
别的地方会有所有的电脑。
All right. So, okay, wrong one, sorry. Where's for next? There, okay.This is what to read this week. Is your email address on here yet? Do you know?
My email address, I don't know why they gave out yet.
Okay, all right. Let me just say that we are going to have two email addresses on the slides. I'm not sure they're on there yet, but they will be next week.
Yeah,
Number one, if you have a question from what I say in class, it's difficult because there are 70 of us, and so it's hard to have time to really talk and discuss questions. And because I start to go so fast that you would have to stand and do this to get my attention. But if you have a question, something that I say and you wonder about, or a question about the section that we read,
或者是你想到的问题，或者是跟我们要讲的有关系。
If you will email it,
如果你把你的那个问题就是电邮给我
，to Sister Lei, she will translate it and send it to me.
然后我会把这个中文，如果你是中文的，我就翻译成英文发给到麦牧师。
Now I have to say I cannot promise to answer all of the questions.
我没法就是保证我一定会回答你们所有的问题。
Number one, I may not know the answer. This is ringing.
第一个呢，我不一定知道答案。
And number two,
第二点，
for the sake of time, we cannot do every verse.
因为时间的缘故，我们不可能就是一节一节的这样过。
But I will look at the question, and if I can spend a short time and answer the next week, I will.
但是我会看这个问题，然后第二个星期看有，如果有是一个短的不是很需要时间，我会过一下。
So we will get later, probably next week, an address up here for you to email Sister Lei.
所以呢，你们如果有问题就发电邮给我。好像没有。
Also, Sister Hongwei has offered that if you want a copy of the PowerPoints, you can email her and she will send them to you.
然后红卫姐妹她这个，如果你们需要这个 ，you mean the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
The Yeah, 如果你们需要这个的话，你可以给红卫发。
So maybe we can get those addresses next week. All right. So here's the assignment for this week. If you read these chapters,
如果你们这个星期的家庭作业就是你们把这些章节都读了。
And I suggest two different colors. Mark in one color the signs of people trusting in God.
所以我建议你们有两种不同颜色的高光笔。一般来说，黄色呢画出来信号神的标记。
You can't read it.If you email me, I'll send it to you in English.
Oh, I have this one. I have the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can get you.
And then in a different color, signs of a lack of trust in God.
或者你用一个绿色或者用个反正你自己选个颜色画出来对神缺乏信任的标记。
That's what we'll be talking about next week.
那是我们下周要谈的。
In the second part of Genesis.
这是就是下周我们会谈这个创世纪的第二部分。
What happens when people trust God? What happens when people do not trust God?
当人信靠神和人不信任神的时候，会发生什么情况
？I will come back to our question for today, our discussion.
然后我现在回到我们再到下就是讨论。
How many of you worked on the homework this week?
上个星期谁做家庭作业了
？Worked on it at least some. All right, thank you. I hope we can get more hands every week. Thank you.
我希望每个星期有更多的人举手。
Let me start here.
让我们以这个开始。
About, I don't know, 20 years ago.
大概20年前。
I was teaching a group of pastors in Vietnam.
我在越南教导一群那个越南的牧师。
The government had very strict rules about publishing Christian books.
在越南他们对这个基督徒基督教的这个出版物有很严格的控制。
But they had agreed to allow a children's Bible to be printed in Vietnam for the first time.
但是他们确实也同意了，就是越南历史第一次他允许这个儿童圣经被出版。
Someone gave me a copy of it to look at.
有人就给了我一个，就把那个给了我一本。
And I became very discouraged.
我看了一下，觉得非常的丧气。
This was the only children's book, Christian book allowed to give to children.
这是唯一的可以把这个可以给儿童的关于基督教的。
It should be very good. It's the Bible, children's stories.
因为那是儿童故事嘛，应该是非常的好。
I could not read it.
但是我没有办法读那本书。
But I could see the pictures.
但是我可以看到那个图片。
Here was the first picture.
第一个图片就是这样子的。
What is happening in this picture?
这个图片里边你看到什么了？
The big flood.
你看到这个大洪水。
That's the first picture.
那是第一个图片。
The first story the children read.
这是这个小孩读的第一个故事。
The second story they read.
第二个圣经故事他们读的。
What is happening?
这是什么呢？
Tower of Babel, and God is sending down lightning and driving the people away.
神真的是降下了这个闪电，雷鸣电闪，然后让这些人把这些人都分散了。
The third story they read.
第三个他们读的故事。
What is happening?
这是发生什么事了？
The chariots being drowned, Pharaoh's chariots being drowned.
这是那个法老的这个军队都被洪水被水淹没了。
I quit there. The next one showed Abraham with a knife sacrificing Isaac.
我现在停在这儿。下一个图片你知道吗？就是那个亚伯拉罕那个举手准备杀他儿子以撒。
I tried to be encouraging.
我想要去鼓励他们。
I handed the Bible back to my host and said, "I'm glad they will let you print a children's Bible."
然后我把那本书还给那个牧师，我说谢，我很感谢，就是他们可以让出版儿童圣经。
But inside, my heart was very heavy about what these children were going to learn about the nature of God.
但是在我心里边，我却觉得挺沉重的，就是学到说这些孩子学到的是神的本性是什么呢
？Their first picture of God is a God who drowns people.
他们第一个脑海中这个关于神的图片就是神把人都给淹死了。
Who sends lightning down to chase them?
然后就种下雷鸣电闪，就把他们都赶走了。
Not a God who is very loving.
不是一个很有慈爱的神。
Now, are all of the stories in that book true?
所有的这些故事是不是都是真实的呢
？Yes.
是的。
But they are missing. Something very, very important.
但是他们却错失了一些非常重要的东西。
And so I'm starting our series through Scripture with looking at the first 11 chapters of Genesis.
所以我们呢就刚开始就是开始来看这个创世纪的头一到十一章。
The foundation of Genesis and of all of Scripture.
然后这个创世纪的这个基石和所有这个圣经的基准就是
that helps us to understand why these events happened.
就帮助我们了解为什么那些事件会发生。
You see, my wife taught school for many years.
我太太在学校里当了很多年的老师。
And she learned something very important.
她学到一些很重要的事情。
A child would come to her.
小孩会到他面前来。
And say, Mrs. McElwain.
会说那个麦老师。
He said something unkind to me.
他对我说了一些很不友善的话语。
You should punish him. He was mean.
你应该惩罚他，因为他很糟糕。
And she learned to ask a very important question.
我太太就学会问一个很重要的问题。
What happened before that?
他来这之前发生了什么事情？
I just punched him.
我就刚刚打了他一拳。
Right?
对不对
？If you start in the middle of the story,
如果你只是停在那个故事的中间
，it might not make sense.
你就可能就没法，就是有不知道。
If we start with the flood,
如果你只是以这个洪水开始
，we miss some very important things.
我们就失掉了一些很重要的信息。
We miss God creating a perfect world.
我们就没读到，就错失了说神创造了一个完美的世界。
A world that had nothing wrong with it.
那个完美的世界里边没有任何不好的东西。
When I travel, one of the most common questions that an unbeliever will ask is,
就是当我去旅行，一个最常见的不信主的人问的问题就是
You're a Christian, yes.
你是基督徒，对。
You believe in God, yes.
你相信神，是的。
Why did he make our world with all of these bad things in it?
神为什么要创造这么多糟糕的事情，这么多坏事在这个世界上呢？
And one thing I think is important part of the answer is, God did not make our world with all of these bad things in it.
我觉得这个其中挺重要的一个答案就是说，神没有创造说这个世界上的麻烦跟这些不好的东西。
He made a perfect world.
神创造的本来是一个美完全完美的世界。
Then we fell.
然后之后就人堕落了。
We chose sin.
人自己选择要犯罪。
And that corrupted this perfect world he made.
那就败坏了这个完美的世界。
Now, how many of you are parents?
多少人我们其中是做父母的。
All right. So you give your child a new toy for Christmas.
比如说你圣诞节送了你孩子一个新的玩具。
It's beautiful.
非常的完美。
And they take it.
然后他们拿上。
And deliberately.
他们就是故意的。
Not an accident.
不是说是不小心。
They deliberately take it and throw it on the ground and it shatters.
然后他们就故意的把这个玩具就举起来摔到地上，然后这个玩具就坏了。就
And they say, Mom, you're a terrible mom. You gave me a broken toy.
然后他们就说，妈，你是一个真糟糕啊，你给我一个坏玩具。
Right? But God gave us.
但是神给了我们
a perfect world.
给了我们一个完美的世界。
And we deliberately broke it.
但是我们却是有意故意的把这个
We did. It wasn't an accident.
那个不是一个就是意外。
We did exactly what he said would break this world.
然后我们就做了，他就告诉我们你这样做会毁坏这个世界的事情。
And then we said, God,
然后
you gave me a broken world.
你给了我一个破碎的世界。
Creation, the fall, is important background to everything else that's going to happen in the Bible.
创造和这个人的堕落是我们理解圣经所有事情一个很重要的背景。
Then the flood makes sense.
这个时候呢，这个洪水就有意义了。
When you read the flood story,
当你读这个洪水的故事
的时候， it is not an angry God saying, "I want to kill everything."
他不是说一位很愤怒的神说我要把所有的东西都毁灭。
It is a loving God,
而是一位慈爱的神，
who looks on a world,
就看着这个世界说。
And it says, every thought of their mind was evil continually.
这位神就说，所有人所思所想里边都是恶。
They have ruined it.
人已经把这个世界完全的败坏了。
And a loving God says,
然后这样一位慈爱的神说，
I don't want to see this beautiful world I made like this.
我不想看我创造的这样美丽的世界变成这样。
I'm going to clean it.
所以神要把他这个世界清洁。
And I'm going to give them another start.
我给他们重新一个新的开始。
To live in obedience.
让他们能够活在顺服之中。
But we are who we are.
但是我们本性就是那样。
And soon we say, Genesis 10 and 11.
然后很快就到了创世纪第十、第十一章。
We will make a tower. That reaches to the heavens.
我们要建一座塔，塔顶通天。
In other words, it's the same thing that happens back in chapter 3.
所以这是发生在创世纪第三章的事情，在这里又同时又再次发生。
Does anybody remember why Eve ate the apple or the fruit? I know it's not saying apple, the fruit.
大家记得夏娃为什么要吃那个善恶树上的果子吗？
Pardon?It looked nice.
第一个看上去很好，好做果子，悦人眼目。
The serpent said.
这个蛇对这个夏娃说。
When you eat this.
当你吃了以后。
Your eyes will be open.
你的眼睛就明亮了。
You will be like God.
你变如神。
I think the core of the temptation.
我觉得这个诱惑的这个试探的最中心是在于核心是。
You will be like God.
你变像神一样。
You will be the boss.
你现在就是老板了。
And at the core of sin.
所以在罪的这个中心这个核心就是。
We want to be the boss.
我们想做老板。
When I was a principal, I would watch it.
如果当我是校长做校
长。Kids outside playing.And the teacher says, don't go past this line.
比如说在小孩在外边跑，然后老师说不要过这个线，然后这孩子就会左顾右盼，然后就把脚往那过那个线再说回来。
Right?
是不是这样？
Your kids weren't like that. Mine were.
我们的，你们的孩子都不会像那样，我的孩子会那样。
Why did they want to do that?
他们为什么想那样做呢？
I want to be boss.
因为我想要做老板，做那个说了算的人。
Right?
是不是
When your boss says, do this, this, and this.
当你的老板告诉你这样做，做这个，做那个的时候。
Something inside says, I don't want to do it that way.
但是你里边会说，我才不想那样做。
Why?
为什么
I want to be my own boss.
我想要做我自己的老板。
In chapter 10,
在第十章
they say, we will reach to the heavens.
他们说我们要做一个塔，塔顶通天。
You see, all the way back in chapter 1, God had said, I want you to be fruitful, I want you to multiply and fill the earth, I want you to spread through the earth.
在创世纪第一章，神说你们要生养众多，遍满地面。
In chapter 9, after the flood, he says, I want you to spread through the earth.
洪水之后，神说你们要遍满地面。
And in chapter 10, they say,
但是在 I think it's 11.
I'm wrong. Yeah, you're 11. Thank you, thank you.
在第十一章，我想他们就说
Don't listen to me, listen to her. Chapter 11, thank you. They say,
他们说神说要你们要遍满地面。
Verse 4,
第四节
Let us build a city, a tower with its top in the heavens.
我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天。
Let us make a name for ourselves. We'll be important.
我要传扬我们的名，看我们多重要。
Lest we be dispersed.Over the face of the earth.
免得我们分散在全地上。
We don't want to do what God has said.
我们不想去做神告诉我们。
We don't want to fill the earth. We want to
make
a name for ourselves here.
我们想要在这里传扬我们的名。
And God confuses their language and forces them.
所以神就变乱他们的语言，就是迫使他们变，就是要分散了。
But at the core of that is the same thing at the core of 3 through 5.
但是呢，这个里边他们这样做的一个核心，
I want to be the boss.
我想要做老板，做那个说了算的人。
Now, quickly, let me look. So all of that is the foundation, 1 and 2, behind these stories.
所以呢，创造跟堕落是所有后边发生事情的一个，就是一个背景。
Again, these stories are true.
这些洪水，这些故事呢，都是真实的，都是。
Should our children learn these stories?
我们小孩子们是不是应该学这些故事呢？是。
Absolutely.
当然。
But they must learn what comes before these stories.
但是他们也要学在这些洪水、这些故事发生之前的故事。
Parents, one of the most important things you do.
所以作为父母一个很重要的工作就是。
And this is not a parenting class.
这个不是一个教你如何为人
父母的课。And I am not an expert on parenting.
我也真是很不擅长这个为人
父母。I used to be until I had children.
在我有孩子之前，我挺擅长的。
Once you have children, you'll never again be an expert on parenting.
一旦有了孩子，你就不再是。教导别人怎么如何为人父母的专家了。
But one of the most important things you do for your children.
所以作为父母，你能为孩子所做的很重要的一件事。
Is to imprint on them.
就是在他们脑中放下这个印象。
Their image of God.
他们是照着神的形象造的。
And if I give my children an image of God.
如果我给他们一个正确的关于神的形象。
Who is constantly angry.
如果他们觉得说神的形象神总是
Looking for a chance to punish people.
神总是一个很生气的神总在找机会惩罚
They will either
他们或者是
Live in fear of him all their life.
或者是他们整个一生都很害怕神
They'll do what's right.
他们会做这个正确的事情
Not because they love him.
不是因为他们爱神
But because they're scared of him.
而是因为他们害怕他
And we'll be happy because we'll say, look how well my children are doing.
然后他们就是会说哦你看我孩子多好。
They keep all the rules.
他们就是遵守所有的规则。
I must be the world's greatest dad.
他们可能会觉得说哦我做父 可能是世界上最棒的爸爸。
But they're doing it out of fear. They don't love him. They don't know him.
他们这样做是出于害怕，而不是出于爱。
Or
或者这个孩子呢
？They'll rebel against him.
或者他们会就是背逆。
I don't want that God.
我才不想要那样一位神。
I must as a parent.
所以作为父母，我必须
show them a God.
要向他们展示一位神。
Yes, who judges sin?
的确会审判罪。
But also who loves.
但是也爱。
It doesn't guarantee they will respond in the right way.
但是这并不能保证说他们一定会有一个正确的方式来跟
神。But I've come to believe it's one of the key things we must do.
但是我觉得这是一个很重要的，我们需要做。
Now, as you read the creation story,
如果你去读这个创造的故事
，What did you see about the character of God?
那你看到了神的这个特性的本性的哪一方面呢？
I ask you to write down as you were reading some characteristics that you saw when you saw in the Bible the word Lord and the word God.
所以我就请你们写下来，就是你看到这个耶和华或者耶和华神的时候，你记下来，这是它的特点。
And I'm going to come in a few minutes back to the differences.
然后待会儿我就会再回来讲。
But especially in chapter 1, in creation, what did you see about the nature of God?
所以尤其是在创世纪第一章，你看到了关于神的本性的
这方面。Just real quickly, some people give me some characteristics.
有没有大家说？神有创造的大能。God has the power to create.
Okay, he is powerful. Very good.
神是有创造的大能。他是一位，就是。
Good. Okay.
他是一位关心爱我们的神，他给人创造了一个很适合人居住的环境。
He's caring, a suitable environment.
他给人创造了一个适合人居住的环境。
I am not a science person.
我不是一个喜欢科学人。
You people scare me because you talk about stuff I don't know anything about.
我跟听大家讲，有时候挺觉得挺害怕的，因为大家讲的都是那个很专业的科学方面的东西。
But as I have tried to read some about the perfect mix that has to be created for our world to exist as it does. It's amazing.
所以但是我读到这个就是一个这个完美的这种各项的因素在一起环境才能要这个世界上的生活能够存在。
A few degrees, one direction or another, a little further from the sun or closer. All of those things, this world cannot exist.
就说你离地球离太阳稍微近点或者远点温度高点低点这个整个世界就不存在了。
A God who is powerful and creative.
神是一位
Who cares enough to make this possible? Anything else? Just one or two more characteristics. In chapter 1. Light, okay?
神是生命。神是光。神创。Oh, God created light.
God created light, okay? Yes.
God is light.
Yes. And he is light, okay? Yes. A God of order.
神是有次序的神。
All right, very good. The creation story shows us some important things about God.
所以创造的故事呢，这个就教导我们关于神很重要的一些方面。
I will use this week and probably next week a term that I want to explain just briefly.
所以我现在用一个下个星期我会用的一个词语，然后我这里简单的解释一下。
The myths of the ancient Near East. That's the A N E there.
就有一个我这儿写的 A N E， 它是代表古代近东传说，它里边的这种迷思。
The other stories that grow up in other cultures to explain the beginnings of the world.
就是在别的文化传统当中，他们的那个文献中所讲到的关于创造的故事。
This has intrigued me.
这是一个很有趣的事情。
Because you go to many different cultures.
你不管说到什么样的文化当中。
And there is a creation story.
他们里边每个这个文化里边都有一个关于创造的故事。
You go to many different cultures.
你去看世界上各种不同的文化。
And there's a flood story.
他们这个文化里边都有关于一个洪水的故事。
And so PhDs in philosophy and religion.
所以不管说是在宗教方面还是在
Look at all of these different stories
他们就看这些所有的故事
And say
然后他们说
哈
我们知道了
This is just made up, this isn't true
他说这个圣经就是人捏造出来的不是真的
And to me that's a very silly thing to say
让我来讲他们这样讲很愚蠢
And here is why.
为什么？
10 o'clock next Sunday morning.
下个星期。
No one's at church.
10点钟。比如说一个人都没来教会。
You all get here at 10:30.
你们大家都十点半来这儿。
I know for some of you that'll be early.
对有些人可能还是挺早的。
And the pastor says, where have you been?
然后牧师会说你们都去哪儿了？
And our brother says,
这位弟兄说,
there was a wreck down the road that stopped the traffic.
他说那门口那个交通灯是红灯。
We couldn't get here.
所以呢就堵车了。
Because a red car hit a blue pickup truck.
因为有一个那个红色的车撞到了一个蓝色的卡车上。那个。
Why were you late?
然后牧师又问另外一个人说你怎么
了? I couldn't get here. There was a wreck down the road.
他说因为那边有那个路上有一个交
通事故。A blue car hit a red pickup truck.
说是一个黑色的车撞了一个红色的卡车。
And someone else says there was a wreck down the road.
他说在那个路上呢有一个交通事故。
And they tell it a little different.
然后他们又讲的有点不一样。
According to these PhDs, there was no wreck. You all made it up.
所以这个博士生的这个建议就是说，这个没有这个交通事故都是你们编造出来的。
But according to anyone with good common sense,
但是对任何有点常识的人都知道，
some of your stories are wrong.
你们中间有些
故事， the details,
就是可能在细节方面是错的。
But the one thing that I know for sure is what?
但是有一件事情很确定。
There was a wreck.
就是那边呢有一个交通事故。
You understand?
了解吗？
So when I look at all of these different myths from different cultures that say there was a creation, someone made our world.
所以你从不同的文化中看到他们的故事里都讲到说那边是有一个创造，有些
There was a flood.
有创造了这个世界。
Something destroyed everything.
然后有一个大洪水，每样东西都被毁了。
I say, aha.
我会说啊。
They have differences.
他们中间是有不同这个。
There wasn't any wreck out there.
那边没有任何的交通事故，
no.
你不会。
I look at it and say, guess what?
我就看了这个，我就会说，你看到什么？
Some religions,
有些宗教
attributed it to a false god.
他们把这些一切事情都
they came up with the wrong explanation.
他们有一个不同的一个错误的解释。
But what I know is,
但是我知道的是
we live in a world that was created.
我们活在一个被创造的世界。
There was a flood.
那边曾经有大洪水发生过。
Now, that doesn't answer every question. I still have to decide, am I going to believe this account?
我们必须并没有回答所有的问题，我们还是要决定说，我是要相信圣经的记述。
Or the account in the Babylonian Gilgamesh epic.
或者是就是这个巴比伦的这个传说。
But I should at least start with the understanding.
去了解到。
This is based on something that happened.
这个就是一切发生事情的这个基本。
So here's what Genesis tells us.
所以创世纪告诉了我们什么呢？
God created the world out of nothing.
神由一切虚无之中创造了这个世界。
Other ancient Near East texts say that God mixed clay and blood and spit and made man.
这个近东古代的这个传说中说神是拿了一些粘土还有唾液还有血液这么混合在一起创造了这个世界。
Genesis says no.
但是创世纪说不是这样的。
God created out of nothing.
神是从一切虚无之中没有什么都没有中创造了。
Other religions say that there were many gods.
然后他的那个这些古代近东的传说就说有一个很多的神。
Genesis says
创世纪说
there was one God.
只有一位神。
Other myths say
别的这个传说就说
God was man was made out of different ingredients and for different purposes.
说人是有不同的这个成分创造，有不同的目的，对人有不同的目的。
Genesis says we were made in the image of God.
我们是造的神的形象造的。
We have value.Because we are made in the image of God.
因为我们人是造的形象，神的形象造的，所以人是有价值的。
When you read some of the other creation accounts,
当你读别的关于创造的这个记载的记述的时候，
one of my favorites,
我最喜欢的一个就是
has the gods who are trying to do their business.
就是有这个神呢，他们 他们的神本来是要做自己的事情。
But they keep having to stop to take care of the earth.
但是呢，他们确实不断的要去。 就是去照看这个地球。
And so they create man so that man can take care of the earth and they can stay up in the heaven having their parties.
所以呢，他们就创造了人，让人去照看地球，他们可以在天上自己开宴会。
But then man gets to making too much noise.
但是呢，人那个太吵了。
And it keeps the gods awake at night.
然后呢，人太吵了，让这个神呢就睡不着觉。
So they send a flood to wipe everyone out.
所以他们就把这个送了洪水。
So we'll be quiet.
所以呢，就没有人，就没有这么吵。
Yeah, it's really there. It's there. I'm not making it up. It's there.
我这个真的是,
Your husband has read it. I can tell.
我不是那个，不是这个编出来的，真是他们的近东的这些传说，有这样的传说。
One of the reasons the creation story is so important is this.
为什么创造的这个故事这么重要呢？原因是在于
If we are simply
如果我们
An accident of time.
我们不过只是一个偶然的意外事件的话,
or to use one of these myths,
或者用这个,
if we were made by the gods to do their dirty work,
或者是我们是被这些神创造出来，我们是要做他不想做的事情的时候,
we really have little value.
我们是没有什么价值的。
But if we were made by a loving God,
但是如果我们是被一位慈爱的神所创造,
in His image,
照着他的形象造的,
we have incredible value.
我们确实有巨大的难以置信的价值。
And that's why Psalm 8, that wonderful, wonderful psalm.
所以呢，那个诗篇第八篇是一个
A psalm honoring the glory of God.
它确实是尊荣了神的，给神尊荣。
And then he says,
然后他去又说,
What's man?
人算什么?
That you're mindful of him.
已经顾念他。
Who's the son of man that you pay attention to us?
世人算什么? 已经眷顾他。
And if we are an accident,
如果我们不过是一个意外的话,
the answer would be nothing.
那答案就是说, 人什么都不是。
But he doesn't say that.
但是他却没有这么说。
He says, you have made him
你叫他,
only a little lower.
比天使只是比天使微小一点。
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Do you see what a wonderful gift that is?
你看到了神给我们一个多么奇妙的礼物吗？
One of my favorite stories from the Russian Orthodox Church.
我是从那个俄罗斯的这个东正教，我最喜欢的一个故事就是
One of the bishops is walking down the street. 200 years ago. And he sees a man in the gutter. His life, he is, because of his own choices, is ruined. And instead of walking past him, instead of saying, why did you let yourself get there?
不是说是责备他，说你看你自己做了什么，让自己变成这个样子。
The priest, the pastor, lifts him up.
这个主教就把他给扶起来。
And he looks at him.
然后他就看着这个人说。
And he says, Sir.
他说，先生。
You were made to look like God.
你被创造是要跟像神。
You must become what you were made to be.
你必须要成为神。
One of the things that is so powerful about the Christian message to people who are hurting, to people who feel they are worthless, is our Bible says, no matter how far they have messed up their life, no matter what terrible conditions they come out of,
不管说他们从多么糟糕的环境里，过去的那个环境里出来,
each individual person is of infinite value,
具有一个无限的价值,
because we were made in the image of God.
因为我们是照着神的形象造的。
Now let me quickly go to the next thing that I want to discuss.
然后我们很快地过下一个我要讲。
And that is Genesis 1 and 2.
就是创世纪第一二章。
I ask you, and let's see how many of you noticed this as you read.
当你读这个圣经的时候，有多少人注意到这个？
That in Genesis 1,
在创世纪第一章，
it says almost every time, and God, blah, 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 blah.
然后基本上是每句都说神怎么怎么。
Genesis 2,
在创世纪第二章，
when we come down to verse 4,
当我们看到来到第四节的时候，
it begins to say,
他这样说，
the Lord God,
耶和华神，
a different title.
他用了一个不同的一个名称，
okay.
一个。
The reason I pointed that out to you is this. It's two different words.
其实这两神跟这个耶和华神是两个不同
的词。Genesis 1,
创世纪第一章。
Elohim, God.
他用了这个神，用的是翻译成是以罗心。
Genesis 2,
但是在创世纪第二章用神的名字是
Yahweh,
叫亚威。
Lord,
耶和华。
Now, I took a seminary class.
我在那个神学院选课。
And our professor, unfortunately, did not believe that Genesis 1 and 2 was history or anything inspired.
然后我的那个不幸的是我的那个老师呢，他不相信创世纪第一二章是确实是历史上发生的事情。
And so he explained to us in his lecture.
所以他在我讲课的时候他这么说。
That Genesis 1 is one version of this myth.
他说是创世纪第一章是一个创造的这个一个传说。
And Genesis 2 is a completely different version of the same myth.
他说创世纪第二章是一个不同的一个版本，就是关于这个传说。
One was about a God named God.
他说第一个呢是关于一个神。
And the other was about a God named the Lord.
他第二个章呢讲了这个神的名字叫亚威，说是。
And then that Moses just brought them together.
然后摩西就把这些放在一起了，这个。
We had to write a paper.
所以我们必须要写一篇论文。
I titled my paper.
所以我的论文的题目就是
Moses, the worst editor in history.
我说是摩西，历史上最糟糕的编辑。
Who took two stories completely different?
是把两个完全不同的故事。
Put them side by side, and he was too dumb to recognize that they contradicted each other.
他把两个故事不同的故事放在一起，没有看到这两个会彼此矛盾。
And then at the end of my paper, I said the other possibility is.
我给在这个结论我说另外一个可能性就
是 that it's exactly what it claims to be God's word.
这就是像这个创世纪第一二章，就像他所宣称的，那是出于神的话。
And for me, that's easier to believe than that Moses was really that dumb.
所以呢，这个相信创世纪是神的话。远远胜于比我相信说摩西这么笨把两个不同的故事放在一起更容易。
My professor wrote on the paper.
然后我的教授就在我的论文上写。
I have to give you an A because your argument is good.
他说我必须要给你 A， 因为你的这个。
But I wish I could give you an F.
但是我希望我给你一个不及格。
But here's my point.
但是我的观点。
It's not
要点
在 two opposite stories.
它不是两个不同的。
It is a big story of the whole world.
这是一个关于创造这个世界的整个的一个故事。
And then it narrows down to focus.
但是它就是开始
the people.
就是开始集中在一个地方。
And so in Genesis 1.
所以在创世纪第一章。
Most of the characteristics that you described to me from God.
所以刚才大家讲到神的特性。
Power.
第一个是大能。
Creation.
然后创造。
Light.
然后光。
This is the mighty God.
这是这位伟大的这个大能的神。
The God who creates the whole world.
这是这位创造这个整个世界。
It focuses only on God. You read this story in Genesis 1, and it's all about God, Elohim.
所以呢他的整个重点是在神，你旷创
之中
想到了说他的大能，他的能力。
He speaks and a world is created.
然后他一说话，这个世界就出现了，就是创造了。
And on the last day,
但是最后一天的时候
，the climax.
所以这个高峰
is he makes man in his image.
就是创造的高峰，就是他照着自己的形象创造了人。
That's Genesis 1.
那是创世纪第一章。
The big story.
这是一个很宏大的故事。
Then he does.
然后再下边摩西做的。
Like a great writer.
这个神的这个话语就是像。
Who in chapter 1 of a history.
就是伟大的作者。
Gives us a big survey.
第一个第一章呢好像是一个总的概览。
Of the American Civil War.
比如说前面是一个。就是一个概括，一个大纲，就是说像美国的内战。
And then in chapter 2, he does this.
但是在第二章
，he zooms in.
他就开始，就是 进到里。
On the Battle of Gettysburg.
就讲到那个 Gettysburg， 就像一个历史学家，第二章他就讲这个 Gettysburg 这个战役的这个细节。
Now don't be offended.
所以不要觉得被冒犯。
But if you read that and say, well, if chapter 2 about Gettysburg is true, then chapter 1 about the whole Civil War can't be true. You're not very smart.
如果你觉得说，因为这个，如果这个战役是真的话，那第一场的这个美国整个内战这个就不是真实，那你肯定不是太聪明。
He has gone from the big picture.
第一章呢是从这个总体来看。
To focus.
然后到下下
面。What happens in Genesis 2?
所以在第二章的时候呢。
Is he moves from the world.
所以这个现在从这个整个世界。
To a garden.
开始现在来看这个园这个花园。
He moves to man as the center.
现在呢开始就是集中在这个人把人作为这个核心来看待。
And he moves from one character focus, God.
本来是第一章的，他所有集中的人物只有一位，就是神。
To three, a relationship.
一个三个人物就是关系。
God.
就在于人和。
Adam and Eve.
就神和亚当夏娃的关系。
When you went through and highlighted in chapter 2, you saw that word, Lord.
所以你如果把那个耶和华神都给画出来的话。
What are some characteristics that you saw there?
你看到耶和华神他的这个特点是什么？
What are the characteristics of Lord in chapter 2?
所以在第二章里边，耶和华神他的特点是什么？
Loving.
他是慈爱的。
Chapter 1, he's powerful. God, Elohim.
他是大有能力的。
Yahweh.
但是在亚威神
has this loving relationship with individuals.
他却是跟他的这个创造被造物有这个很慈彼此之间有这种爱的关系。He is very considerate. Everything God create, think about the main need, and God already think for them.He's very considerate.
Okay, all right. He is shaping this creation, ordering it, pulling, and he's putting them in it, and he's working with them too.
所以呢，神就是在按照一个次序来创造这些。他是怎把人放在这个里边，然后又开始。
Intimate, yes. Don't you love in chapter 3 when it says, in the cool of the day, he walked with them.
然后有没有看到说？人和神有亲密的关系。这里说天气凉风的时候，神就跟人同行。
Can you imagine that?
可以想象吗？
Now, again, 1 and 2 are both true.
第一章、第二章都是真，都是真实的。
But 1 is focusing on his power in the big story.
第一章呢是专注在神的大能上。
And you just can't imagine in chapter 1 him walking in the garden with anyone, because this is someone who speaks and a whole world appears.
没法想象说第一章里面说他就是在天体凉风时候跟谁同行，因为这是一位一说就有了这样一个创造神。
But he is not just the mighty Elohim.
但是他不单单是这种伟大的这种大能的伊罗辛。
He is.
他也是。
The loving,
他是一位慈爱的
intimate, compassionate,
亲密的跟你有这样子一个
Yahweh,
一个蛮有怜悯的亚威神。
It's the personal name.
这个亚威神是一个就是一个个人
化的名字。That he uses to reveal himself.
他用这个名字来显示他自己。
Now let me jump a few weeks and tell you something that's coming.
然后我现在给大家讲几个星期以后我要讲的。
We get through here.
现在我们到这里。
And it's going to start to use the name Elohim again, God.
然后在第二章之后又开始用这个伊罗辛这位神的名字。
We're going to come to Exodus 3.
然后我们到了出埃及记第三章。
The story of the burning bush.
然后就是出埃及第三章就讲到摩西在那个燃烧的经。
And God is going to commission Moses.
神会差遣摩西。
To bring his word to the people.
去把他的话语带给他的子民。
And Moses is going to say.
摩西会说。
Who do I say sent me?
我告诉他们是谁打发我来的呢？
Do you remember the answer?
你记不记得那个神的答案？
I am, and guess what that is?
他就说我是自由拥有的。
Comes from this Yahweh.
这个自由拥有这个词就来自于亚威。
God in Exodus 3 begins to reveal himself now not to the big picture, but to his people Israel.
所以呢神在这个 向他的子民以色列呢，不是用大的图片，而是向他们展示自己那种个人化的一面，就是亚威神。
亚威。
他是亚威神。
I am. This is incredibly important for this reason.
这是非常的重要。
Do we need to understand Genesis 1 and the mighty sovereignty and power of God?
所以我们需不需要了解神是这位大能的、全能的神呢？
Absolutely.
一定的。
Because when we are in trouble,
所以当我们有麻烦的时候，
I can tell you, I need to know.
我自己也需要。
That God is sovereign.
神是全能的神。
Because if He's not,
如果他不是的话。
Life is falling apart.
我们的生活就四分五裂。
I have to know that Genesis 1 is true.
我必须要知道说，创世纪第一章是。
That there is a God bigger than me in charge.
那位有一位比我更大的一位神，他在掌权。
But.
但是。
I also desperately need to know that Genesis 2 is true.
我也非常需要知道创世纪第二章是真实的。
Because you see, for many people, their image of God is this God, mighty God, Elohim, far away.
在很多人，他们心目中的神就是这么以罗心神，离我们高高在上，离我们很遥远。
Who created us.
他创造了我们。
Who created our world.
创造了这个世界。
And then left us on our own to run.
然后就让我们自己就是败坏下去。
And we're pretty bad at running it.
如果这样的话呢，我们就。
I need Genesis 2.
我也需要创世
纪第二章。To know that that mighty God.
让我知道说，这位神。
Stepped down into our world.
这样一位神真的是来到了我们世界。
And walks with us.
和我们同行。
Reveals himself as Yahweh.
向我们显示他是亚威神。
We move on through this.
我们就过去这个。
No, we don't. I wanted to.
Next one.Next one is...
Can someone push a button back there? Wake it up. There it comes, okay. It took a nap, all right.
现在可以了，现在可以了。
Even computers get sleepy. It works now. Okay, so we move into creation. We've done creation.
现在我们讲过了创造。
We see the fall.
我们看到了堕落。
I just want to point to one thing from the fall story.
我只想讲堕落里边的一个故事。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verses 14 and 15.
14节、15节.
It is called the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel.
这是讲到说这个是第一个福音。
And it is a powerful, powerful two verses.
所以这是非常有大有能力的两句。
God says to the serpent,
耶和华神对蛇说,
Because you have done this, you are cursed.
你既做了这事就必受咒诅。
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇。
He shall bruise your head.
你的后裔和女人的后裔彼此为仇。
You shall bruise his heel.
The first promise. 你要伤他的脚跟，这是第一个应许。
Of the coming Messiah.
这是对这个要来的弥赛亚的应许。
And here is why this is so important to everything else that happens in Scripture.
为什么这个对后边要发生的这所有的经文都这么重要呢？
One of the things I want you to understand as we go through the Old Testament.
当我们这样就是查过这个旧约的时候。
Too many people think that the God of the Old Testament was this angry God who went around smiting people all the time.
然后就好像说这个旧约的神是一位很生气的神，总是在到处好像要打人。
And then in the New Testament, Jesus came and said, No, don't do that. Don't be mean to them. I love them.
新约里边，耶稣出现了，就对神说：“哦，你不要去，我爱他们，你不要这样对待他们。”
Please, 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 as you read the Old Testament, erase that picture.
当你读旧约的时候，请你把这个图片从你的脑中抹去。
God creates a world.
神创造了这样一个世界。
He puts us in it.
他把我们放在这个世界里面。
We sin.
我们犯罪了。
And He could.
神可以。
Say.
他可以说。
You broke it.You bought it.
你现在弄坏了这一切，你自己负责。
It's yours.
现在就是你的了，你自己。
And he could have left us to our own fate.
他就把可以把我们放让我留着我们自己。
He could have wiped it out.
他可以把我们全部毁掉。
And made a new world.
重新创造一个世界。
But because the God of the Old Testament.
但是因为这位旧约里的神。
Was a God of love and mercy.
因为他是一位慈爱怜悯的神。
He says to the serpent,
他对蛇说
You think you won.
你觉得你赢了。
You haven't won.
但是你没有。
I am sending one.
我会送一位。
Who is going to accomplish my purpose to redeem these people.
会完成我的旨意，会救赎这些人。
He sends them out of the garden, but he teaches them how to do the sacrifices to restore relationship.
他把人赶出了伊甸园，但是呢，给了他们一个祭祀系统，让他们如何来恢复和神的关系。
All of this is to show us a God.
所有的就让我们显示一位神。
Compassion and love.
这是一位蛮有怜悯、蛮有慈爱的神。
Unfortunately.
但是不幸的是
，the rest of the story from these 11 chapters.
从这个十一章之后的故事
，is all bad news.
都是那个坏消息。
Next week, when we pick up in chapter 12, the whole trajectory changes.
但那个下个星期我们开始十二章的时候，这个整个走向都变了。
But right now, what we have is this.
但是我们现在所有的就是
Cain killing his brother.
现在我们看第四章是说，该隐杀了亚伯他的兄弟。
Man getting worse and worse until it says God was sorry. He had made us.
然后人就是越来越罪恶很大，最后到最后说耶和华就后悔造人在地上。
But even in that story,
即使是在那个洪水的故事当中，
he finds one man who is faithful.
神还是找了一个人。
And he uses that man.
他用那个人。
To start again.
就重新开始。
The story again goes down.
然后现在这个人又堕落，人又变坏。
But all of this,
但所有这一切
is showing when we come to chapter 12,
当你到了第十二章的时候
is showing what we did to our world.
就显示了我们对这个世界做了什么。
If I were writing the story, I'm glad I'm not.
我很高兴不是我写这个故事，如果是我是写这个故事的。
If I were writing the story,
如果我写这个故事，
the end of chapter 11 would say this.
在十一章的结束的时候就会这么说。
And God said,
然后神说，
I've given you enough chances.
我给了你这么多的机会。
Three strikes and you're out.
就再有三次你就出局了。
And you've already done far more than three strikes.
你都不单单是做了三次了，所以。
And the Bible and human history would end at Genesis 11.
所以呢，这个整个圣经跟人类历史应该在第十一章就结束了。
But incredibly,
但是令人无法相信、难以相信的是
，There is a Genesis 12.
竟然还有创世纪第十二章。
We pick it up next week.
我们下个星期再继续。
And we see that God is not defeated by this horrible story in 3:11.
创世纪的第十一章所发生的这个可怕的故事说
，He doesn't give up on us.
神没有放弃我们。
Two things I want you to hold on to from Genesis 1:11.
所以呢，有两件事情我希望大家能够记住，从创世纪第一到十一章。
The name Elohim, God.
第一个是以罗心神。
He is sovereign.
他是全能的神。
Please, don't forget that.
请你不要忘记这一点。
We live in a world.
我们活在这样的一个世界中。
And I guess I should say we've always lived in a world
我们总是活在一个世界
where we want to be our own boss.
我们在这个世界上每个人都想做自己的老板。
We don't want someone to tell us what to do.
我们不想任何人告诉我们该怎么做。
We will never live in harmony with God and in harmony with our world if we don't understand that God is sovereign.
如果我们不知道说神是有主权的神，我们就永远也不能说和神和这个世界有一个和睦的关系。
You look back across your life.
你回头看，你回顾你的生活。
At the worst messes you have gotten into.
然后你自己一个最糟糕的，就是你自己把自己弄到了一个最糟糕的境况。
And I think you will find it was when you made the decisions instead of letting God make them.
基本上有那种最糟糕的环境，都是在于说你自己要做决定，而不是让神帮你做决定，而不是听神的。
We are not very good at planning our lives.
我们不擅长自己来规划自己的生活。
And so it becomes an incredible comfort to remember he is sovereign. The second big theme I want you to hold on to from 1
through 11.
Elohim, he is sovereign.
第一个呢, 神是大有权能的,
Yahweh,
主宰的神, 就是以洛西神, 但是第二个呢,
他也是亚威神有关系, that mighty God
那样一位全大有权能的神,
has stepped into our world.
他却来到了我们的世界,
and we can know him.
这样我们就可以认识他,
we can walk in the garden with him.
我们跟他可以在花园伊甸园里同行。
I have been reading for the last 6 months about prayer.
过去六个月我一直在读关于祷告的书,
trying to learn better how to pray.
然后就想要学习如何可以更好的祷告。
And I've become very frustrated.
但是越读他越沮丧。
Follow this pattern.
那他就说你这样做,
Here's this formula.
然后这个公式,
and I read it and I try.
然后我就边读呢, 也边死心,
and it just doesn't fit me.
但是这个好,
and I was talking to someone a couple weeks ago who I know enjoys praying.
然后大概两个星期前我跟一个很喜欢祷告的人聊天,
and I said, here are the four books that I am told are the best books about prayer. Which one would do you follow?
然后我就说这边有大概有这四本书, 就是大家说的关于祷告最好的书, 你是读的哪一本?
And he said,
然后他说,
I've learned to just try to follow Genesis 3.
What?
Genesis 3.
他说我大概就是跟随的是创世纪第三章。
When I want to say something to God, I say it.
当我想对神说什么话的时候我就对神说。
When I want to hear from him, I say, God, if you have something to say to me, I'm listening.
我就说神啊, 我想听你的话,
because prayer is conversation with a Yahweh who steps into our world and walks with us.
然后祷告呢, 是跟这样一位亚威神, 他进到了我们这个世间, 并且和我们同行的一个对话。
Do you understand how much easier that makes the Christian life?
你知道那样的会让我们的基督徒生活多容易吗?
Because when I sat down with my wife
and say,
for the next 60 minutes, I want to talk with you. We're going to spend 15 minutes in adoration.
然后15分钟呢, 我们就开始彼此称赞,
12 minutes in confession.
然后再过12分钟彼此忏悔。
She says, let me go get a thermometer. You have a fever.
然后太太可能会说, 那我们问你的头,
right?
是不是?
And if that helps you, that's great. Okay? Because it does help some people.
如果这个可以帮助你的话, 那对,
but if you have struggled with this matter of prayer, let me give you a lesson from Genesis 3.
你就好好的读创世纪第三章。
God?
神啊,
I'd like to just sit here with you.
我就想再跟你坐在一起。
If you don't say anything, it's okay. We'll just sit here.
如果你就不想说什么, 那也没关系, 我们就坐在这儿。
Sometimes my wife is just happy for us to sit there.
我太太就坐在我旁边就很高兴。
So God, if you have nothing to say to me,
如果神啊, 你对我没什么要说的, 那没关系。
But I want to be with you for a while.
但是我想跟你坐在一起。
That's what Genesis 3 shows us about prayer.
就是祷告的模式。
Next week we'll pick up Genesis 12.
所以下个星期我们从第12章开始。
Let me go back and finish with the homework assignment on the board.
让我们看那个, 这个星期的家庭作业。
And let's pray. God, I thank you that you are a mighty God who created us.
主啊, 我们为了你是这位大有全能创造我们的神, 感谢。
But God, I especially thank you that you did not leave us to our own when we fell into sin.
主啊, 我们特别的感谢你, 当我们犯罪的时候, 你没有说就留下我们不管。
You did not abandon us.
你没有真的是离弃我们。
But you provided a path back.
你给我们 一条回家的路,
to have relationship. Thank you, God.
就是让我们跟你有关系, 谢谢你主。
Would you help each one of us to learn the joy of that kind of relationship?
求你帮助我们其中的每个人来享受那样跟你之间个人的关系。
The delight of walking with Yahweh.
就是能够喜悦和亚威神同行。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣